Hello, I am DJ TBD, and this is an episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This session took place on September 14th, 2017, with the Fort Collins local band House with a Yard. Thanks for listening.
Tried to pack up everything. Everything was far too much to bring on my back. So there's things I left to do. There's things I placed around the room. I grabbed one from every stack. We've got these puzzles to do. These old 70s cartoons. This old guitar John's been playing on his lap. They tried to blame me for the fire. Left my family broken, tired, and here I am asking of you only if you feel you should. Bring me my love, bring me my love, like an orchestrated movement from a bird. Soon laying offerings at our feet. And there's things that I've collected left me mildly invested, only asking the true best of me. They tried to blame me for the fire. Left my family broke and tired, and here I am asking of you only if you feel you should. Like an orchestrated movement from a bird. Bring me my love, bring me my love, bring me my love, bring it on back to me, bring it on back now. Straight a movement from above. Bring me my love, bring me my love.
Beautiful. You're listening to 90.5 KCSU, and we just heard the song Bring Me My Love performed live right now, right happening as we speak with the local band House with a Yard, that song off of their album called Seeking Higher Ground, which you can find available at HWAY, like Huay Music, House with a Yard Music.com, and it will be available September 22nd online if you're liking what you're hearing so far. They've got a couple more songs coming up for us later in the set, but we're going to do a little talking if that's all right with Absolutely. You all. If you want to get close to those mics, if you're going to talk, sure. I just had, you know, some questions. How did you all, you know, come and create this band that is House with a Yard?
Well, I created House with a Yard, being mainly my songwriting a long time ago. It's come a long way, just me and whoever I would play with and come along with from moving around and traveling for quite a while. But I planted myself here in Fort Collins, brought my buddy Sean out, and by out I mean from Pennsylvania originally, and pretty much online, Craigslist actually, and Reddit helped a lot in finding musicians.
Oh my goodness.
And I got really lucky. I don't think I had to have a second interview for a slot in the band. Everyone I met was cool, and we actually hang out when we're not playing music, believe it or not.
That's fun. You're all legit friends.
Yeah, I got really lucky from
for
the
real
internet,
friends.
Long story short.
Yeah. Sometimes, because that's so often how it happens now. I have a lot of bands come in, and yep, we met on Craigslist.
Totally.
And,
yeah,
you know, that could go so wrong,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah,
I assume that
absolutely.
That could.
There's plenty of ways that could go wrong.
Yeah, yes, you're quite right. Other questions? How, you know, what is your musical influence as a band? Since I'm talking to you mostly as a band, sure. What would you say, what inspirations do you draw from both musically and in life in general?
Sure, absolutely. I've always been a lifelong fan of the Grateful Dead. So Sean, I know Josh, our drummer, likes the Dead a lot. I know Scott is a fan of the Dead. John as well.
Scott likes fish.
Yeah, he's really a fish. Not a Dead fan. That's like, a lie. That's a lie.
I didn't see you fall on one tour, but as a musician, I would just... But then,
I never listened to him.
And then Eric, we're trying to turn him on. But so jam bands a lot, jazz, blues, bluegrass, singer-songwriter a lot for me, like Connor Oberst.
Love him.
The Decemberists, M. Ward, Elliot Smith, and also a lot of punk rock. You know, so a lot of really mixed bag.
Yeah,
for sure.
What would you then classify your genre as? Because I thought coming in it was just going to be bluegrass, but then you were also playing around before we got in, and it was all very groovy and very funky.
Yeah.
So what would you self-classify House with a Yard's genre
right
as?
Right now, I mean, as far as like textbook, we go with folk rock just to fill in a blank spot when we have to. But, you know, any of it's definitely become more progressive. Jam. Grass.
It's jam grass.
Jam grass.
I like it.
Alternative jam grass.
That's funny. What would you say is, you know, the purpose of the band? Like, you started a band, you're like, what do we want this band to accomplish?
I don't
want to
work anymore. I'm really not into that whole thing. I want to play music. I like to play music for the rest of my life, but I really want to make a... I want to create music that I enjoy listening to. That's first.
Okay.
And I like to play it. And I write mainly, you know, I write the songs, but these guys really make it sound great. And we're going to get into a point where we're all going to be writing soon. We just met. But it's always great to hear my songs come to life.
Yeah, of course. How would you say your songwriting process goes? Is it lyrics first, music first, a combination of both, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I've asked that one quite a bit, and I pretty much always get the same answer, which is not much of an answer because it's always different. But one thing that does stay consistent is I'll always keep a notebook around with a few lines that may mean nothing for a couple years, and then I'll usually find a melody on a guitar, and then I'll fill in the blanks with some of the stuff I wrote. You know, just grab a passage from one page and that one from another.
Yeah, and what would you say you write songs about? Like, what was that last song about, for example, the Bring Me My Love?
Bring Me My Love?
Yes.
That one was about someone traveling and making a change.
Okay.
And grabbing what they thought was the very basics and maybe having a realization that they may or may not have forgot something very important.
Okay. Interesting. So we're going to, I guess, jump right in to your next song. This is called Watered Down Whiskey. Yeah. You're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, a live in-studio session with the band House with a Yard. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for listening. Keep it locked right here.
Well, the snow on the mountain is starting to show, and the moon and the stars keep me warm with their glow. And I'd leave you a message telling where I would go, and I would run out telling why my hands are badly broke. But I came alive, even though you left me for dead. Even though I couldn't tell you why, it was a clean shot straight to my head. Just like a broken glass next to my bed. Watered down whiskey, that is all you gave to me. I can't help now notice all of the inconsistency. Like suitcases sinking to the bottom of Oak Creek. Picture of my mom next to a box of change. I say I've got a Grateful Dead song in my head that I can't shake. Heard the story of a man took damn near all he could take. But I came alive, even though you left me for dead. Even though I couldn't tell you why, it was a clean shot straight to my head. Cleaning up the mess you left me. To my bed. Watered down whiskey, that's all you gave to me. I can't help now notice all of the inconsistency. Of my mom's two box of change I saved. I've got a Grateful Dead song in my head that I can't shake. Heard the story of a man who took damn near all he could take. And I came alive, even though he left me for dead. Even though I couldn't tell you why, it was a clean shot straight to my head. To my bed. Watered down whiskey, that is all you gave to me. I can't help now but notice all of the inconsistency. Just like a suitcase sinking to the bottom of a creek. Thank you. out of jail the other day. I've got a picture of my mom next to a box of change I saved. I've got a Grateful Dead song in my head that I can't shake. Heard a story of a man who took damn near all he could take. But I came alive, even though you left me for dead. Was a clean shot straight to my head. Cleaning up the mess you left behind, just like a broken glass next to my bed. Water down whiskey, that is all you gave to me. I can't help now but notice all of the inconsistency. Cases sinking down to the bottom now. Old Oak Creek.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You are currently listening to a live in-studio performance with the local band House With A Yard. They just played you their song Watered Down Whiskey, which is off of their album Seeking Higher Ground, which can be found on their website, available September 22nd. Their website, HWAY Music, housewithayardmusic.com. Thank you again so much for joining me, everyone. You're really killing it. I'm having a lot of fun over here. Of course. I wanted to ask some more questions. Okay. Where does the band name House With A Yard, you know, come from?
It came directly from a lyric from a band called The Good Life, which is Tim Cashier from Cursive.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cyber, and he has a band, a song called Album of the Year.
Okay.
The album of the year, and he has a line that says, "I gave you an inch, you wanted a house with a yard."
Interesting.
So, I took that because it rolled off the tongue,
mm-hmm.
nice, and has a few other meanings as well that worked well. You know, everyone wants a house with a yard, American
True.
Dream type thing.
I like it. That's really cool. It definitely stands out. Do you usually write it as one word, or is it all separate words?
Oh, I'd like to do it as one word. Mm-hmm. I think it looks really cool, because I always was a fan of the band Me Without You.
Mm-hmm.
They write it all in, like, that lowercase. Mm-hmm. I think it looks cool, but it doesn't always work out like that. I end up doing it with the spaces. So on our Facebook page, it's with spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like to do it that way, because it looks cool, but no, as far as finding us.
Yeah.
Put spaces in that.
Yeah, too many vowels. Too many vowels. I wanted to ask, what would you think, maybe collectively as a group you can brainstorm, but what is the most memorable performance that you've ever done?
With this band?
Yes, preferably with this band.
We've all done some crazy stuff.
True. The rock star lifestyle, of course.
Favorite gig, guys, so far? Hodes was good.
Yeah, we opened for Jay Raymer, and Dave Carroll from Trampled by Turtles was sitting in with Jay's band. And
mm-hmm.
we opened for them, and that was a hoot.
Yeah.
We had a ton of people out for both bands, and it was just an overall party all night.
Yeah.
And that was at Hodes?
Yeah,
Hodes is a fun time.
That was probably the best. I would say any gig out at High Hops. We play High Hops. They have a cool stage in Windsor. Places are rad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hodes is always good to us.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we did a run of shows back in Pennsylvania. We went back and did some festivals.
Okay.
Liberty Fest, that was cool.
You guys have toured through the East Coast as a group?
We went back, I mean, Sean and I being from there, we were a little bit familiar, so we kind of cheated. We went like tour where you're like, I don't know anybody and I'm broke. We were like, stay with my mom.
It counts.
But totally, yeah, we played some cool gigs.
That's awesome. So you two are from... Where?
Sean and I are from Pennsylvania.
Actually, the same town,
like central Pennsylvania.
Little town called Sunbury.
There we go.
Near Scranton.
Oh, near Scranton. And then the rest of you are, is everyone else Colorado or?
No. Scott,
Michigan?
You can hear him over there, but he's from Michigan.
Missouri over here.
Missouri.
Josh on the drums is from Missouri. Eric's from Texas, our bass player, and John actually is from Colorado. He's from Nevada, yeah.
So none of y'all. That's
never
funny.
Never from Fort Collins. John's the only one, even only from.
Well, then what caused all of you to, you know, decide that this was a place to settle down at least for a while and start a band? And
I think music for at least half of us.
Mm-hmm.
You can't quote everybody.
Yeah.
But I know this corner of the room is definitely from music, and I'd assume Eric, why are you here? What are you? He doesn't. Somebody dropped off Eric one day. He doesn't lie. He's
just like, I've been trying to get back this whole time. Can't find the bus. That's cool. What about the Colorado? Is it the Colorado music scene that drew you, or just?
It was. I had a friend that moved out here and was playing bluegrass. He was liking it a lot, and yeah, definitely that. The good music scene, and then also I'm a cook as well, which I try to do less and less of and play music more and more. But I do get jobs as a cook when I have to, and I was working at a ski mountains and stuff.
Gotcha.
Like in the kitchens, and I get a free pass to go snowboarding.
Always nice.
And then I can play music at nighttime, so it's kind of win-win.
That's awesome. More questions. We have an upright bass in here. Mm-hmm. I know everyone listening can't see it. We have an upright bass. We have a mandolin. It's really, really cool. I've never been this close to an upright bass probably in my life.
It's like a dinosaur.
Yeah, they brought it in. I was like, oh my goodness. It's kind of one of those things where you think you know how the size of something, right. Moose, for example. Apparently they are much bigger creatures than I think they are.
Yeah. And it's like a horse thing on top of another horse.
Exactly. So that's what this upright bass is to me. It's a moose because it is a lot bigger than I was.
The only thing bigger than Eric's bass is his mustache.
Yeah.
That's a stand-up mustache.
but my point when talking about those are, you know, kind of eclectic, not as common instruments. And so did y'all start off as a regular kind of like four-piece band, drums, guitar, and then bring in these new instruments, because you're like, yes, I love this mandolin
Eric
sound.
Eric actually was playing an electric bass when he started, and it was only the lack of not having one. So we didn't bring it in like after the fact because we always thought it would be cool. We just didn't have one.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find a stand-up bass player. I've always kind of wanted one. I've always definitely wanted one. They're in high demand.
Mm-hmm.
It's an expensive instrument.
Yeah.
And like folk and Americana music, you know, there's been that's been coming back in waves for a while now, and it's huge, you know. So, and I've always the keys always tie things together,
yeah,
for sure, you know.
And then
this is always my staple, the acoustic. Mandolin is just what Sean is. He's only been playing that for about a year.
Really, what made you pick up the mandolin of all instruments?
I don't really know. I remember there's a band from back home. Called Stohan String Band.
Okay.
And they play really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the mandolin player was just a lot of fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because he would break about 7 out of the 8 strings a set. And he'd just stand on stage and rip through restring it and then start playing. And I was just like, you know what? I want to play a mandolin because it looks like a lot of fun.
Do you rip through your strings?
No,
every
I've broken
I
one
not.
String ever. And it was half on purpose.
Because that sounds like it'd be an expensive
No, strings venture. Actually, luckily for this, are only like $7.
Okay,
so.
That's good then.
But
still.
I don't know if I'm not good enough to break them yet or I don't play hard enough. I'm trying to figure that part out. But no, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of bought one on a whim because I said I wanted to play it and haven't put it down.
Awesome. Another question for y'all. Do any of you participate in any art, you know, outside of music? Are there any visual artists in here? Any photographers, painters, that sort of deal?
Stop vicious.
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I don't think so, man. I'd say writing, any writing I do ultimately ends up in a song anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I would like to say, oh yeah, we paint, and, I don't think so. No, John's busy with college, and we try to work our day jobs in the daytime to allow us to do this as much as possible.
Of course. What and those who can answer can, but what would you think you would be doing with your life right now if music wasn't involved, like, at all?
John, what would you be doing right now if music was not involved in your life?
I don't
think we can say that on air.
Yeah. My first thought
I'd probably be a cook. I'd probably be a chef, maybe even like a bar owner or something.
Okay.
I'd probably still be selling doors.
You'd be selling doors?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Not fun.
Yeah.
Well, they're doors that are painted. They're doors that are stained.
Okay, because I was like, you like knock on
doors with glass, doors without glass, you know?
You knock on someone's door.
You never know.
Yeah, go door to door.
No,
like,
no, no,
you
no,
need
no.
a door as they
doors.
Open
Sad
their door.
Selling doors.
I see you already have a door.
It's real. Don't let it fool you. It's not that fun.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you don't have to go around selling doors door to door. Because that sounds like a very pointless business venture. I'm sorry to...
Some doors are really hard to
door doors.
Okay. Oh my goodness. So we are going to dive in to your last song. This is called Snake Ridden Weeds. Do you want
to... She's trying to read off my hand.
Right? Yeah, it's a little shaky, but I've got it.
Snake Ridden Weeds.
Do you want to explain maybe what that song is about before you jump into it?
Yeah, this is another one about traveling. You know, a lot of my songs do with some traveling that's been done, whether it was the journey itself or the place that I ended up or the place that I came from. This one was about the first move out to Colorado. And the experiences that some of my, one of my good friends, that him and I had, some good, some bad.
Mm-hmm.
It all ended up well because I'm standing here, talking and playing music for you folks. But it made for a good song, the ups and downs of changing a situation drastically.
Yeah, no problem. So this again is the song "Snake Ridden Weeds." It's being performed live right now for you listeners in the 90.5 KCSU station. We have the band House with a Yard with us. They've been killing it and they're going to absolutely crush this last song, I have no doubt. Thank you for listening to this live session and for supporting your college radio station.
Watch some cartoons, bring a smile back to our world. Let's dine in restaurants, dwell in dim light afterward, dance with each other, regardless of my timing. Real twirl. You told me never bring a knife to a gunfight. You take your eye off a tortured girl. And we talked about moving out west, wherever us easterners go. And we talked about killing ourselves. Bottle of scotch in the snow. So we drink to the bottom, climb to the top. Now I know we should never be awake or asleep. Like poison from those snake-ridden weeds in the yard. Call that misfortune when you can't leave the place that you are. Reach out like preachers. you raised up to toast. And we talked about moving out west, wherever us Easterners go. We talked about killing ourselves with a bottle of scotch in the snow.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard the song Snake Ridden Weeds performed live for you by the local band House with a Yard. That was gorgeous. Thank you so much for doing that. That song was really cool. It was a lot, it was different than the ones you played before. It definitely had a more slower country feel, but I still, I dug that.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. That song and the songs you've heard before off the album called Seeking Higher Ground, which will be available online on September 22nd, so just around the corner. You can find it on their website, HWAY Music, so housewithayardmusic.com. Is it going to be on any other sites, or is it just your website?
I believe from the format that, that we're going to have it, you can also be available on iTunes.
Okay.
And I think one other...
Spotify, I think it'll
no,
be...
No, not quite yet.
Not yet.
No, there's two other ways you can buy it. I think off of CD Baby itself and from iTunes. Obviously, the preferable method would be directly from us.
Mm-hmm.
But that is cool that there's options.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have some physical copies eventually.
Okay.
But,
awesome. Yeah, definitely send
online goes first.
Send a physical copy our way or send me some files. Did you want to let people know when you're going to be around town playing sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have our CD, or album release, can't even call it a CD, Helly, I can't even know if we did. It'll be our album release, our digital album release, it'll be September 22nd, just 8 days from now, it'll be Friday, it'll be just in downtown Fort Collins. You can find the information on Facebook, House with the Yard, or it's probably linked up to our website. Mm-hmm. Our website's going to be fully done when the album release is done. So
gotcha.
There's lots of stuff on there, and it's all accurate, but not everything's on there yet.
Okay.
So, it'll probably be linked up in there, but Facebook's always good. You can check mm-hmm. our events. And we have a little bit going on in November and October, and we're booking into 2018.
Sounds great.
So we hope to see you everywhere.
Yeah, I would love to be there for all those album releases and that stuff. That is the end of the session. You are out of songs, and it's time for us to go. Thank you again so much, everybody, for being here, playing awesome music. Sounded really, really good.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
He says,
everybody.
thank you to everyone.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Of course.
Great.
Ton of fun.
Of course. Thank you to everyone who listened, including Mom and Dad. Thank you for supporting your local radio station. We have lots of these in studios coming up within the next couple of months. So make sure that you are also connected, if you wish, with our Facebook page, 90.5 KCSU, so you know when those are coming out. Thank you for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank the guys from House with a Yard for coming in to take the time to perform and speak with me. I would like to thank Joshua Moore for his help in engineering the audio for this podcast. I am DJ TBD. I engineered the audio, hosted, and produced this podcast. If you would like to hear more podcasts from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com.